Happy Wednesday, April the 24th, Hebrews 7, 1-10, for this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of God Most High, met Abraham and blessed him as he returned from defeating the kings. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. Well, first of all, his name means King of Righteousness, then also King of Salem, meaning King of Peace, and without father, mother, or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. Now consider how great this man was. Even Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth of the plunder to him. The sons of Levi, who received the priestly office, have a command, according to the law, to collect a tenth from the people, that is, from their own brothers and sisters, though they have also descended from Abraham, but one without this lineage collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed the one who had the promises. Without a doubt, the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, men who will die receive a tenth. But in the other case, Scripture testifies that he lives. And in a sense, Levi himself, who receives a tenth, has paid a tenth through Abraham, for he was still within his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. Now, there's a lot of back and forth talk there. So where does this Melchizedek come from? And so, as we mentioned yesterday, Melchizedek is the King of Salem, or the King of Peace. He is found among the kings of the Dead Sea region following their defeat at the hands of the army composed of northern kingdoms. Abraham in Genesis 14 goes after the northern kings because they had kidnapped his nephew Lot. So Abraham routs the northern kings and captures a great deal of spoil, plunder. He returns victorious from the battle and is greeted by Melchizedek, both king and priest. Melchizedek represents the region and its rulers in the southern area of Canaan, and he greets the returning victorious Abraham. Now, it's interesting that in tomorrow's devotion, we'll see how Abraham responds to Melchizedek, and just how important Melchizedek is to Abraham and the history of priesthood. You see, this meeting between Melchizedek and Abraham has all the markings of a predetermined summit of messianic prophecy, a summit in which salvation is foreshadowed, and how messianic prophecy sort of provides the provision, the picture of how God will provide salvation. You see, God in his eternity guided this meeting to prepare for the declaration of Jesus as highest priest. It all fits together, and we see how God fits it together in this book of Hebrews. Whew, we'll see you tomorrow.